The Palestinian Health Ministry said in a statement that 8 Palestinians have been killed in the Jenin refugee camp after Israeli troops stepped up shreds there. Philip Lazzarini is the head of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA. He said the West Bank is seeing some of the highest levels of violence in the territory in nearly 2 decades. He also said that UNRWA began to notice some displacement of West Bank Palestinian residents.
Fear among the residents in the West Bank is also growing, and we start to observe some displacement of Palestinians. Significant and increasing settler violence, including the use of firearm, is also spreading. We all know that a lot of arms now have been distributed in the West Bank.
According to the report, 2023 has been the deadliest year for Palestinians in the occupied West Bank since UN records began in 2005. The report said 271 West Bank Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces since October. Lazzarini said that Israelis and Palestinians are facing an important economic crisis due to the war.
The economy is collapsing. Palestinians are not working in Israel anymore. Israeli Arabs are not doing shopping anymore in the West Bank.
Tzipi Hotovely is Israeli ambassador to the United Kingdom. In an interview with Sky News, she said the war and the resulting economic and humanitarian crisis in the Palestinian territories are the result of Hamas' decision to attack Israel on October 7.
Well, obviously there is humanitarian aid that gets into the Gaza Strip, but unfortunately Hamas is taking over this humanitarian aid. So even for the sake of the Palestinians, it's better for Israel to finish the job.
Lazzarini also commented on a failed vote in the Swiss parliament calling for funding for UNRWA to be cancelled because of persistent accusations that UNRWA glorifies terrorism against Israel. He said the accusations were false.
I'm horrified at the smear campaign that targets Palestinians and those who provide aid to them. And on that, I'm asking you to help us push back against misinformation and inaccuracies.
Israeli officials have said that they would not accept negotiations for a two-state solution when the war in Gaza ends, until Hamas is eliminated and significant changes are made in the Palestinian leadership. For KPFA News, I'm Margot Poussey.